This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Clifford May, president of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies here in Washington. Well, with all the attention focused on the economy, not much media focus has been placed on Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's visit to the Middle East. The new Obama administration is saying that it wants to have a much more direct role in fostering Middle Eastern peace. And Secretary of State Clinton says she will play a direct role in that, although she needs to wait for the new Israeli government to officially form before diving in. And Cliff, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
What have we seen indicated so far from this new Obama administration about what its Middle East policy is likely to be and how it will be similar or different from the previous administration?
Well, I think it's still a little bit difficult to judge. Early on, of course, in terms of Iran, the Obama administration suggested that direct engagement could bring results with Iran. President Obama does seem to recognize quite clearly that Iran, with the current regime in Iran, getting nuclear weapons would be just a dreadful thing for the region, for the United States, and for the world. He said that's not acceptable. Where I think they've become somewhat more realistic is, I think the administration now knows that simply reaching out to Iran is not going to persuade the mullahs to give up their nuclear ambitions, to give up their terrorism, to stop vowing death to America, or to wipe Israel off the map. None of that's going to happen. The Iranians actually have not been very interested in this idea of, let's figure out a way to sit down and talk. Maybe there's been a big misunderstanding here. And we have reports that Hillary Clinton said that quite clearly to one of the Arab foreign ministers she met with, who, by the way, was equally worried about the prospect of a nuclear Iran run by revolutionary mullahs. So now I think there's going to be more thought, I hope there will be, to what actually can be done to pressure the Iranian mullahs who are ruling that country to make it in their interest, using sticks and carrots both, to give up their nuclear weapons.
What about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict as we know it currently, Cliff? Obviously, Hamas is the duly elected majority in parliament. They've taken over Gaza from Fatah, and it's clear that there's not going to be much of a dialogue, it would appear, between Hamas and the more conservative now incoming government in Israel led by Benjamin Netanyahu. So where does the Obama administration start there?
Yeah, and I'm not sure there either. There have been some pressures from Europe to the U.S. to negotiate and sit down and talk with Hamas. I give the administration credit that they've resisted that. They understand, I think, that Hamas is a terrorist organization. It is explicitly and unambiguously dedicated to the extermination of Israel. The Europeans are also pressuring for Hamas and Fatah to sit down and form a unity government. I also think that's not a good idea. What's the thought behind it is, that would temper Hamas as opposed to radicalize Fatah, and I think the latter is the more likely scenario. Hillary Clinton has been somewhat critical of Israel, more than some people expected she would. Perhaps that's a way to, one hopes, to get some credibility among the Arabs to get their participation in this. And then I'd say another big part of this is what kind of aid is given to Gaza. My argument would be to say that humanitarian aid is appropriate, but the last thing you want to do is spend American money to put up buildings that are likely to get knocked down because Hamas launches rockets from the top of them and Israel decides it has to strike back at those rockets and the building goes.
Cliff, how much pressure do you expect this administration to place on the process? Some say the Bush administration was too hands-off. The Clinton administration, obviously, especially in the later years, very much hands-on. In the end, we're still where we are. So does either one necessarily work better than the other?
No, we don't know that. I would argue that there's only so much we can do. You can't make peace for other peoples. You can only facilitate and try to be an honest broker as best you can. The fact of the matter is that Israel has said and continues to say, whatever the government is, that they're willing to see a two-state solution. They're willing to have the Palestinian state in Gaza and in most of the West Bank, over 90% probably. There'd probably be some land trades and that sort of thing, places that Israel needs for its security, and it does deserve to have security. I think the difficulty is that as long as Hamas plays a leading role, Hamas is very clear. It does not want a two-state solution. It doesn't believe Israel has a right to exist. That's not a political stance it takes. It is their religious conviction. Hamas is a religious as much as a political organization. It is not just Islamic. It is Islamist. And that means it believes that every inch of soil that Muslims have ever ruled on, they must continue to rule on. It's an endowment from Allah. That's the way they put it. And if infidels rule on it, their job is to fight until that soil is taken back. And so they don't want just the so-called occupied territories. They want Haifa. They want Tel Aviv. They want Israel destroyed.
Cliff, we just heard in the past few days that the U.S. is phasing out of Iraq, most of the forces out by next summer, and just about everybody out by the end of 2011. What kind of groundwork needs to be laid over the next couple of years here to give Iraq the best chance for survival?
Yeah, I don't think the timetable is too bad. People like me would probably like to see more troops there for a longer time. I think as long as there's some flexibility, it's not too much of a problem. Things have been going remarkably well, not perfectly, but remarkably well in Iraq. And I think increasingly the Iraqis do want to take over responsibility for their own security. And we do have a commitment in Afghanistan, and we only have a limited number of troops. So I think as long as Obama is listening to Secretary of Defense Robert Gates and General Petraeus, who commands the entire region, and General Odierno, who's in command in Iraq, and General McKiernan, who's in command in Afghanistan, I think it's fine. All those are carryovers from the Bush administration. My hope is, and my belief it really is, that Obama wouldn't have kept them on if he didn't want to take their advice. And frankly, they won't stay on if their advice is not taken in large measure.
Cliff, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, as always, for your time.
Thank you, Greg.
Clifford May, President of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. This is Dateline Washington.